الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والذين جاهدوا فينا لنهدينهم سبلنا سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون والسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم If you watch a boat sailing on water or if you just think about a boat sailing on water then you'll recognize that there is a very interesting relationship that occurs between anything that's on water and the water itself. For example, I mean, just take the example of the shipping industry. The shipping industry sends huge ships full of cargo, and when they ship that cargo, you would think that these ships would actually sink into the ocean because of the amount of weight that they carry. But instead of sinking into the ocean, they actually can carry much more weight than you would even be able to carry on a truck or on land. And that's because of the relationship between the boat and the water. Now, what's interesting about the boat is that the boat requires the water to move forward. Obviously, without any water, the boat's not going to be able to go anywhere, and you wouldn't be able to carry the amount of weight that the boat is able to carry. But at the same time, if water comes into the boat, then it'll end up sinking the boat, right? So the same water that the boat requires in order to move the boat from one place to another, that same water, if it gets into the boat, it'll sink the boat and destroy everything within it. So that's actually the irony of the relationship between the boat and the water on which it travels. Now, why am I explaining that? Why am I pointing out this example? It's because the relationship between the boat and water is the exact same relationship between a human being and the dunya. The relationship between the boat and water is the exact same relationship between a human being and the dunya, or a mu'min and the dunya. So what was the boat? The boat travels on the water, but if it lets the water into the boat's going to sink into that same water. So the same thing that it benefits from, that it takes benefit from, can also destroy it. Same thing with the human being in the dunya. We're put into this dunya, right, this world around us, and then we're told that we have to interact within the dunya, and we have to use the dunya as a place for us to plant the seeds of the akhirah. But at the same time, if a human being lets the dunya actually get inside of them, then they get sunk. So do you understand? I mean, it's a very intricate relationship. You have to interact within the dunya. You have to go to work. You have to go to school. You have to earn a living. You have to eat. You have to sleep. You have to transact. And all of these things, they fall within the realm of the sunnah. But if you let that same dunya, which is sort of like the ocean upon which you travel, if you let that dunya get into your heart, it will sink you and destroy you. So this is the very important understanding that we need to have concerning the dunya. Now, if you understand this relationship, then many things become clear. For example, many people, they wonder, well, how am I supposed to be within the dunya? Or how should I interact within the dunya? It's exactly based on this example. You have to recognize that you do need to interact within the dunya, but you can't let it get into your heart. So what does that mean? I'll give you a famous example. And obviously this is an extreme example, but it just goes to show you how our predecessors dealt with the dunya. One time there was a famous Shaykh of Tasawwuf, and he was sitting with his students. And as he was sitting with his students, all of a sudden somebody came to him and whispered something into his ear. Now after they whispered something into his ear, he then was quiet for a few moments, and then he said, Now, actually, they didn't whisper it into his ear. They said it out loud in front of everyone. So they came to him and they brought him some news. And they said out loud in front of everyone that your ship, which you had all of this wealth on, your ship sunk. and you lost all of your wealth. So he was quiet for a minute, and he's sitting in front of all of his students, and then he kind of lifted up his head after reflection, and then he said, Alhamdulillah. Then a few hours passed, he was sitting with his students, and all of a sudden another person came and said, the ship that you just, that you sent a while back to some other locality, that reached its destination, and everything on the ship was sold for triple what you paid for it. So you made a 300% profit. So all of a sudden he was quiet for a few minutes, kind of looked down in reflection, and then he kind of looked up again and he said, Alhamdulillah. So then obviously the students were sitting around him and they were wondering, what's going on? The man hears that he lost all his money and he says, Alhamdulillah. And the man then says, the sheikh hears that he made 300%. And he says, Alhamdulillah. So they asked him, what happened? Why did you say Alhamdulillah both times? So the sheikh said that the first time when I heard that all of my goods had been destroyed, I looked into my heart and I asked myself, does this really bother me? Or do I recognize that these are just a bunch of toys or they're just a bunch of goods that make no difference? So he said, when I detected that there was no effect on my heart of losing all of my wealth, of all of that wealth, then I was able to say, Alhamdulillah. Meaning the water didn't get inside my heart. And he said that when I heard that I had made this huge profit, and then I took a moment to look in my heart and I recognized that I was in no way, shape, or form attached to this profit or this wealth, then I was able to look up again and say, Alhamdulillah. So this actually is the key lesson for us. And that is, there's nothing wrong with interacting with the dunya. You're going to have to go to work. You're going to have to drive a car. You're going to have to buy clothing. You're going to have to do all these things. And it's all part of your opportunity to move forward on the ocean of life. I mean, anytime you interact with these types of things, according to the sunnah, there's going to be a reward involved. The issue becomes when these things get into our heart, when we become attached to them. So when we start saying, I have to have this particular pair of shoes, right? I have to have this particular type of car. All right, if I save up for the next 20 years, then I'm going to be able to buy a house in this particular neighborhood. And so for then, we start thinking about it for the next 10 years. We start stashing away money. These are all types of attachment. When this type of attachment occurs, such that the dunya gets into our heart, it drowns a human being. It just drowns the person. They won't be able to progress. They won't be able to benefit. They won't be able to reach their destination. So we have to be particularly careful that this heart is like, basically, it's like a little boat. You know, just like a boat, if you had a little bowl and it was shaped as a bowl, the heart's the exact same way. It's a little bowl. And it's sitting on this ocean called the dunya. Now, if we use the dunya to get to our destination within the deen, then we succeeded. Right? If we recognize that we need to earn in order to feed our families and then we feed our families, we receive a reward. If we recognize that we need to earn in order to eat, then every time we eat, we receive a reward. If we recognize that we need to buy a modest home so that we can cover ourselves and create a place of prayer and create a place of learning, create a place of peace and barakah, do good things within that home, then we get a reward. But when we start getting attached to these things, it will destroy us. And that's exactly the state of the community in this day and age. We're all attached to these things, and this is like death. We're just getting drowned by our own desires. And unfortunately, what ends up happening is that these desires will just continue. They grow, they grow, they grow, and water continues to seep into the heart. Until what happens? We get totally sunk. When we get totally sunk, then it's over. It's okay if you have a little bit of water seeping into your heart. You can at least try to remove it. But when there's this crack after crack after crack, and all of this gets into our heart, then it's over. There's no way we can expect to be afloat. We're going to be drowned, and then that's why we say the person's drowned in the dunya. That's exactly what happens. Now, everyone has a little bit of a crack in them. And even if they don't have a little bit of crack in them, sometimes the waves blow a little bit of water overboard. But what we have to recognize is that there are ways to also remove this. You have to, number one, be constantly watching over. Just like, for example, if there's a very vigilant storm. So there's a ship that's traveling on the ocean, and then this vigilant storm comes, and they see that water is being thrown over into the boat. What do? They begin to take buckets, and they begin to dump out as much water as they can. So in the same way, we should recognize that when we are interacting with the dunya, and the storm of the dunya arises, where, you know, what's the storm of the dunya? All these commercials, all these billboards, all these magazines, all these websites. These are storms. They're basically throwing upon us the waves of water, and they end up coming into our heart, but we should be particularly careful that we remove water whenever it comes into the heart. So we should watch over it, just like a person would watch over the ship to make sure water isn't building up. In the same way, watch over the heart. And when we recognize that there's some attachment in the heart, we have to be very quick to remove that. There's a lot of different ways by which we can do that. For example, if a person has a disease in which they're attached to something, they should completely detach themselves from it. If you know that you have a problem with food, create a limit with food. If you know you have a problem with shopping, limit yourself in your shopping. Be happy with what Allah gave us. And limit ourselves in what we buy and what we spend, what we allow to enter into our heart. Because otherwise, it will drown us. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq to be among those who recognize the danger of the waves of the dunya and who are able to protect their hearts from the dunya entering within it. Wa akhira ta'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.